Arizona history has given birth to its share of legends, and one of the most popular centers around the October 26, 1881 shootout near the OK Corral in Tombstone. On one side, the town marshal Virgil Earp and two of his brothers, along with a gambler and tuberculosis sufferer Doc Holliday, and on the other side, a group of cattle rustlers headed by Ike Clanton. The shooting lasted less than a minute and left three of the Clanton men dead. It's never been clear what exactly happened, and the conflict had political overtones as well. The Earps allied with mining interests, and the Clantons with cattle ranchers. You probably wouldn't care to hang out with any of these people, but the myth of the West made them bigger than life. It started when a book about the most colorful Earp brother, Wyatt, became a bestseller and made him world famous, spawning the legend that continues to this day. Among the movie versions of the story, the most beautifully done is John Ford's 1946 classic, My Darling Clementine, with Henry Fonda as Wyatt Earp and Victor Mature as Doc Holliday. Like a lot of Ford westerns, it was shot mostly in Monument Valley, just because Ford loved shooting there. The black and white photography is stunning, and with his uncanny ability to put the camera in just the right place, Ford creates a visual poetry contrasting the desolation of the landscape with the steady influence of the lawman arriving in town. A scene in which the town celebrates the founding of its church, with Wyatt Earp and his Lady Clementine dancing on the unroofed building's new floor, is among the loveliest in Ford's career. The shootout itself is exciting and very well done, with people behaving like you might expect in real life, hiding behind fences when they shoot and so on. But of course, it takes much longer than the real shootout did. In 1957, John Sturges, the man who later brought us The Magnificent Seven and The Great Escape, directed a version called Gunfight at the OK Corral, with Burt Lancaster as Earp and Kirk Douglas as Holliday. It's a big, colorful, widescreen epic, most of it shot at the old Tucson studios. You can spot the Tucson Mountains in the background of many of the scenes. Earp is just a solid, dull, good guy here, so most of the best scenes and lines go to Douglas's Doc Holliday, portrayed here as a cocky, flamboyant, and somewhat amoral expert gunman. The gunfight is excellent, and even longer than Ford's, but the film itself is a mixed affair, a diverting entertainment that doesn't escape a feeling of pointlessness. Possibly the most popular version is the 1993 film Tombstone, directed by George P. Cosmatos. It was filmed mostly in old Tucson and Sonoyta, and it's slick and nicely paced, with the usual good guys versus bad, bad guys melodrama. The one element that makes the film stand out is the performance by Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday. Coughing and gasping his way through the role, Kilmer embodies a kind of death-haunted devil-may-care, and it remains, in my opinion, his best work. But I've saved the most interesting for last. John Sturges made another version in 1967 called Hour of the Gun, starring James Garner and Jason Robards. The intent was to tell the story the way it really happened for once. And although it still gets some things wrong, what's impressive is how grown up this movie seems compared to the average Western. No comic relief, no simplistic amping up of good versus evil, no love interest. Instead of ending with a shootout like all the others, this one begins with it, and then details the consequences, including a couple of court trials and a lot of complicated maneuvering. Robards, although he's too old for the part, is great as Holliday, played here as a crusty cynic with a biting wit. Garner as Earp is harder and tougher than his usual persona. This is serious, clear-eyed drama, eventually focusing on Earp's losing his values and becoming consumed with revenge. It was also filmed in old Tucson, and once again you can see a lot of familiar terrain. I highly recommend Hour of the Gun. Sadly, it tanked at the box office. Sturges thought it was because audiences wanted the legend and not the truth. In a different John Ford film, a character says that when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. That paradox is fully on display in the films about the OK Corral. History is messy and complex. Myths are for the movies. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel.